Ramon Gomez de la Sierra stated, "In Malaga, I find an explanation of what Picasso is, and I understand the extent to which he's a bullfighter, and how, whatever he does, he's really bullfighting."
Picasso's love of bullfighting was another of the interests he inherited from his father. As the artist himself told his friends and biographers, right from a very early age he used to go to the Malagueta bullring in his home city with his father and his uncles. There he saw the leading matadors of the day, like Lagartijo, and one afternoon he even sat on the knees of Cara Ancha, one of the best bullfighters in Spain at that time. Years later, he recalled that anecdote with just as much excitement as if he was still that same child.
It's hardly surprising, therefore, that Picasso immediately began to reflect this enthusiasm for bullfighting in his works of art. His first oil painting was called The Yellow Picador. His first etching was The Left Hander, depicting a picador. And his first ceramic works, produced in Valladolid in 1946, represented two bulls. Bullfighting became not only a point of union between the artist's different plastic idioms, but also a metaphor for his own fears, obsessions, and fantasies, including aspects related with his own virility and man's struggle against time and death.
Picasso's penchant for ceramics was nothing new. His interest in pottery techniques dated from as early as the very beginning of the 19th century. He saw pottery as the ideal support, a perfect means of making his art accessible to a wider public, and this interest was revived when he visited the ceramics-producing village of Valladolid. From 1951, Picasso was involved in organising the bullfighting season in the village. As we can see here, the ceramic works he produced in those years, with their different scenes from bullfights, reflected this interest.
The oval shape of ceramic bowls allowed Picasso to represent all types of bullfighting passes. In Bullfight on Black Background, the bowl itself becomes the bullring and frames the image of a picador facing the bull. Apart from its polychrome finish, this work is remarkable for the great economy displayed in its execution and the degree of expressiveness achieved using the smallest possible number of elements. It also incorporates somewhat unconventional perspectives and a schematic approach to figure representation comparable to that found in prehistoric painting.
Picasso had once again successfully managed to innovate, to transform an everyday object into a work of art, a vehicle for capturing the intense excitement, the split-second drama of a bullfight. And in doing so, he forged a link between his own ceramic creations and those of classical Greece. The hero, the fight between the man and the bull, mythology. The theme had already been suggested with his representation of the Minotaur myth in his Sweet Volard etchings and in Minotauromachy, and is also manifest in the 1954 etching Three Women and Bullfighter, on display next to the three ceramics works.